last word on business on Today FM.
With Capital Flow, purchasing, refinancing or refurbishing an investment property, visit capitalflow.ie.
Ian Guider, columnist for the Business Post, is with us for our daily business update. Ian, Quaoimsigh made reference to this in the 5 at 5. It's a consumer story, but with a significant business angle. The EU's latest moves in relation to the chargers that we all use for devices like mobile phones and tablets. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, well, the European Union wants to standardise mobile phone chargers, but also chargers for other electronic devices. So you think of your laptop, you think of if you have a charger, if you're in AirPods, things like that. All of those devices, if you're an Apple user, have different chargers to a Samsung, a Huawei, a HTC, or a Sony device. And what the European Union are saying is this is just wasting electricity for a start, but also generating electronic waste. And they want to have a standardized charger based off a USB-C charging cable. Now, Apple, as we know, have different charging cables. They use a Lightning connector. In fact, I'm looking at my own MacBook here now. It's a different MacBook connector. That is the one that will connect into your iPhone as well. So they have different cables. Apple's saying that these are innovation and it gives customers choice, and the EU are looking to stifle innovation. The European Union will say, well, look, you are generating a whole lot of waste for what is a pretty small device compared to what other things are happening out there, and is generating a whole lot of waste. And also what they're saying is, look, to save consumers money as well, we want you to sell them separately to including them with each device. So we are set for a standoff here. And also, Matt, you would have to say as well that this is Apple, who has gone into enormous efforts into the last number of years to make sure that people who use the Apple products, hardware and software, are pretty much still using Apple hardware and software because they don't really work compatibly with other devices out there. So there is a lot at stake here. And it just goes to show you as well, the same person leading this challenge against Apple over the charging cable is none other than Miss Margrethe Vestager, the commissioner who in her previous role took on Apple in the competition brief over its tax affairs here in Ireland.
Okay, we discussed this earlier in the week, and it's a major international story that could have much wider significance. The Evergrande property company in China and its continuing financial woes. What are the latest developments?
Yeah, pretty strange day, because it started off with shares in the company rising by the most on record, because earlier on it had made a payment to Chinese bondholders. The company is the biggest property developer in China, owes somewhere in the region of $300 billion or around 260 billion euro. It owes money to Chinese investors, but also overseas investors. And it emerged that it had made the payment of interest on its debt to Chinese investors. However, today it is due to make interest payments of around $80 million or just over $80 million to international investors. And there has been no sign so far that it has made these payments. Now, if it defaults on this debt, and it's only a small amount of its overall debt, does it signal that the company has run out of money, and also that the Chinese government, whom we know, the Communist Party who control China, that they are prepared to let the company fall into either bankruptcy or into distress? This is generating an awful lot of concerns, because not just does Evergrande owe international investors, there's a whole lot of other Chinese property developers who are much smaller, but who still owe a lot of money, somewhere in the region of $400 billion, according to the Financial Times this evening. Well, if one company is prepared to be sacrificed and the Chinese government are not going to bail it out, or the company has run out of money, what does it mean for sentiment towards these other companies? And will international investors, never mind domestic Chinese investors, will international financial institutions take a massive hit? And will they start running for the door? And will this create an even greater liquidity problem for all of the other Chinese property companies? And the bigger significance of this, and we talk about how a financial crisis can turn into an economic crisis, because construction and property development now account for well over 20% of the Chinese economy.
Now, while our Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs are in the United States, our Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, remains in Dublin, where he has, though, spoken by phone with the US Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen. And what pressure did he come under during that phone conversation?
I think not just that Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Finance, but the overall Irish government is coming under pressure to sign up to this OECD proposal to increase corporation tax to a minimum or at least 15% from the current 12.5%. The Minister for Finance and his counterpart in the US, Janet Yellen, having a constructive conversation about Ireland looking at this corporation tax change. I think in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be an enormous amount of pressure to get an agreement over the line. There was an initial agreement between the G7 group of the world's biggest economies earlier on this year. They agreed that there would be a change. Then the OECD came out with their proposals, and all but six out of the 140 countries who make up membership of the OECD, including Ireland, didn't sign up to this. So the squeeze, the arm twisting is coming on to Ireland. And I think, Matt, in the next couple of weeks, we probably will have to relent on this. Of course, we are seeking guarantees and to influence and to maximise as much as we can right now. I don't think we have as strong as negotiating a hand as we perhaps think. But I do think at the end of the day, we will sign up to this because we don't want to be the only people that will hold out on this. And also, if we don't sign up to it and everybody else does it, could it have negative implications for the Irish state?
Now, we've been hearing a lot about Marks and Spencers and various others having shortages of supplies of goods. Tesco is the latest. This seems to be a growing issue in Britain, certainly, which might spread about the inability to get various products, both fresh and more long-term products.
Yeah, there's an awful lot trickling out of the UK today about shortages, not just of food, but of fuel as well. There appears to have been a meeting between the major food suppliers and grocery companies with the British government in recent days, and it emerged that Tesco has a shortage of around 800 heavy goods vehicle drivers right now. And it is warning that while it has plenty of food, the difficulty is supplying stores. And they do have a fear that things would get much worse, particularly in the run up to Christmas. We've also had a warning today from Iceland, the frozen food retailer in the UK, urging customers not to panic buy, that they do believe the situation will be made much worse when people see the shelves being empty, but also people trying to stock up for Christmas now, causing additional problems. And we've also had a story today, ITV News broke a very intriguing story that BP, which operates a forecourt network in the UK, is having problems supplying hundreds of its petrol forecourts across the United Kingdom because it too has a shortage of drivers. It's not blaming a shortage of fuel products. It said it's got plenty of petrol and diesel. The difficulty is right now it has a shortage of drivers to get the fuel from its distribution points into the forecourts. And as we spoke about earlier on this week, a lot of concerns about electricity demand in the UK, a lot of concerns about carbon dioxide, which is used in food production, and also food slaughtering of animals as well. And all of this is having a whole amount of just concerns that the UK are having a lot of problems that people out there are only realising now are the consequences of Brexit.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider, for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.